This is Anglia Examinations, England. Listening Examination. Pre-intermediate level. Paper CC115. Instructions. Listen to the recording and answer the questions. You will hear each part of the recording twice. There will be a pause before each part so you can read the questions. There will be other pauses to let you think about your answers. When you hear the tone, you should write your answers on the question paper. Write clearly in the spaces provided. You must ask any questions now as you cannot speak during the test. Listen to the first part of the test. Section L1. Listen to these 6 conversations and put a tick in the box which shows the correct answer to the man's question. The first one is done for you as an example.
A.
What did Jo buy at the market? Did she get the jacket she wanted?
No, they didn't have the right size. She didn't get any shoes either, but she got a t-shirt.
Were there any jeans there?
Well, we didn't see any. B.
What did Ollie do on sports day? Did he play tennis?
He wanted to, but he arrived very late, so they asked him to join the football or basketball team.
Which one did he do?
He couldn't decide, so he went swimming. C.
Which animal did Kate see at the zoo? They used to have lions there.
Yes, but not anymore. She spent her time watching the young elephant.
Have they got zebras and giraffes?
Yes, but she only had an hour, so she didn't have time to find them. D.
How much did Amy pay for the concert ticket?
Well, it was £15 to sit downstairs and £10 for a seat upstairs.
That's good. Which one did she buy?
Well, she found some tickets for £5 to stand at the back, so she bought one of those. E.
When did Jake first get his dog? Is it about 5 years now?
No, he's had the dog since we moved to this house 7 years ago. Before that, he had 2 lovely black and white cats for 10 years.
Oh yes, I remember those cats.
F.
How often does Emma go to the cinema?
She used to go every Friday when she lived in town, but she moved last year, so now she only goes about once a month. She meets her 2 best friends, and they go together.
That's nice. Now listen to the first part of the test again.
A.
What did Jo buy at the market? Did she get the jacket she wanted?
No, they didn't have the right size. She didn't get any shoes either, but she got a t-shirt.
Were there any jeans there?
Well, we didn't see any. B.
What did Ollie do on sports day? Did he play tennis?
He wanted to, but he arrived very late, so they asked him to join the football or basketball team.
Which one did he do?
He couldn't decide, so he went swimming. C.
Which animal did Kate see at the zoo? They used to have lions there.
Yes, but not anymore. She spent her time watching the young elephant.
Have they got zebras and giraffes?
Yes, but she only had an hour, so she didn't have time to find them. D.
How much did Amy pay for the concert ticket?
Well, it was £15 to sit downstairs and £10 for a seat upstairs.
That's good. Which one did she buy?
Well, she found some tickets for £5 to stand at the back, so she bought one of those. E.
When did Jake first get his dog? Is it about 5 years now?
No, he's had the dog since we moved to this house 7 years ago. Before that, he had two lovely black and white cats for 10 years.
Oh yes, I remember those cats.
F.
How often does Emma go to the cinema?
She used to go every Friday when she lived in town, but she moved last year, so now she only goes about once a month. She meets her two best friends, and they go together.
That's nice. Now listen to the second part of the test.
Section L2. Listen to the passage and write the missing words in the spaces given. Remember that in three of the gaps there are two missing words.
Goodyear Island is one of the smallest islands in Antarctica, and it is home to 2,000 very special birds, Gentoo penguins. Gentoos can be 80 centimetres tall and look like small people. It's very funny to see them as they walk around and go about their daily business. Like all penguins, they can't fly, but they use their wings to move through the freezing water. They are the fastest of all penguins and can swim at speeds of 48 kilometers per hour. Every year, about 18,000 tourists arrive by boat to visit the island. They usually come to see the beautiful scenery and the penguins. But there is another reason why the island is famous. Everyone wants to send a postcard from the Penguin Post Office. Since 1996, tourists have been buying postcards and stamps there and writing to their families and friends. About 70,000 cards are posted each year to over 100 countries. Although the postcards often take 6 weeks to arrive from Antarctica. There is also a small gift shop which sells all kinds of penguin souvenirs. It's very busy every day of the short Antarctic summer.
Now listen to the second part of the test again.
Goodyear Island is one of the smallest islands in Antarctica, and it is home to 2,000 very special birds, Gentoo penguins. Gentoos can be 80 centimetres tall and look like small people. It's very funny to see them as they walk around and go about their daily business. Like all penguins, they can't fly, but they use their wings to move through the freezing water. They are the fastest of all penguins and can swim at speeds of 48 kilometers per hour. Every year, about 18,000 tourists arrive by boat to visit the island. They usually come to see the beautiful scenery and the penguins. But there is another reason why the island is famous. Everyone wants to send a postcard from the Penguin Post Office. Since 1996, tourists have been buying postcards and stamps there and writing to their families and friends. About 70,000 cards are posted each year to over 100 countries. Although the postcards often take 6 weeks to arrive from Antarctica. There is also a small gift shop which sells all kinds of penguin souvenirs. It's very busy every day of the short Antarctic summer.
Now listen to the third part of the test.
Section L3. Listen to this passage about Albert Einstein and decide if the following sentences are true or false. Put a tick next to the correct answer. There will now be a 30-second pause to allow you to read the questions.
Albert Einstein was born in Ulm, Germany, in March 1879. He had one sister called Maya, who was 2 years younger than him. Albert didn't like school, but he loved music and mathematics. He was a quiet child and didn't have many friends, so he spent his time reading maths books. In 1889, the Einstein family invited a poor student called Max Talmond to their house for dinner. He was a medical student and was very interested in science. Max visited every Thursday and he always spent time talking to Albert. In 1905, Albert published his famous Theory of Relativity. After that, everybody knew the name Einstein. In 1921, he won the Nobel Prize in Physics. And in 1933, he left Germany and went to live in the United States. Albert Einstein always looked quite scary with his long white hair, but his students loved him. They said he was a great teacher and easy to understand. His friends say he was happiest when he was talking about his work or playing the violin.
Now listen to the third part of the test again.
Albert Einstein was born in Ulm, Germany, in March 1879. He had one sister called Maya, who was 2 years younger than him. Albert didn't like school, but he loved music and mathematics. He was a quiet child and didn't have many friends, so he spent his time reading maths books. In 1889, the Einstein family invited a poor student called Max Talmond to their house for dinner. He was a medical student and was very interested in science. Max visited every Thursday and he always spent time talking to Albert. In 1905, Albert published his famous Theory of Relativity. After that, everybody knew the name Einstein. In 1921, he won the Nobel Prize in Physics. And in 1933, he left Germany and went to live in the United States. Albert Einstein always looked quite scary with his long white hair, but his students loved him. They said he was a great teacher and easy to understand. His friends say he was happiest when he was talking about his work or playing the violin.
That is the end of the listening test. You will now have 3 minutes to check your answers. Your listening paper will then be collected.